Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As President Trump prepares for a trip to Asia, the White House says the threat from North Korea will be at the top of his agenda with Asian leaders. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
The United States remains committed to the complete, verifiable, and permanent denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump will reiterate the plain fact that North Korea threatens not just our allies South Korea and Japan and the United States. North Korea is a threat to the entire world, so all nations of the world must do more to counter that threat.
Recent polls show Americans consider North Korea to be the most immediate threat to the U.S. Meantime, the U.S. Air Force says it has launched two Guam-based B-1 bombers accompanied by fighter jets from South Korea and Japan in an exercise in the area of the Korean Peninsula. Islamic State has claimed Saifullo Saipov, the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who killed 8 people in New York City this week, as one of its own. Saipov, who came to the U.S. legally through a special visa program, faces numerous terrorism-related charges in connection with the deadly rampage down a bicycle path and a rented truck. In addition to the 8 people who were killed, a dozen more were seriously wounded. Police shot Saipov. He is now hospitalized. Demonstrators have gathered outside Venezuela's National Intelligence Service headquarters, demanding the release or at least better treatment of several hundred dissidents detained there and elsewhere for months. The detainees are primarily students. This is VOA News. Cuba's foreign minister has accused the United States of deliberately lying about the mysterious sonic attacks on American diplomats in Cuba. Bruno Rodriguez called on the Trump administration to tell the truth or present some evidence, as he put it. The U.S. cut staffing at its Havana embassy by 60% in response to the incidents and has expelled 17 Cuban diplomats from Cuba's embassy in Washington. Some top Republicans in the U.S. Senate say President Trump agrees action on the young immigrants known as Dreamers should not be part of a mass and must-pass spending bill. Dozens of Dreamers were at the U.S. Capitol to push for bipartisan legislation to protect individuals protected from deportation under the so-called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals initiative. Maria Pirelli came to the U.S. when she was 5.
Me and the people behind me and the almost 800,000 Dreamers have a very uncertain future. We have passed a background check, got our fingerprints printed, given all of our information over to the government. And we have heard the statements from DHS saying that the 11 million are now a priority from deportation. And everyone behind me fears not only what it means for us, but what it means for our families.
President Trump announced in September he was ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which protects from deportation 800,000 illegal immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children. Mr. Trump putting off action against the so-called Dreamers until the Congress has come up with a solution, he says, putting their immigration status on hold. U.N. Refugee Agency is calling on governments to grant basic rights of citizenship to millions of stateless people who suffer discrimination, exclusion, and persecution. UNHCR is making the plea on the 3rd anniversary of its I Belong campaign to prevent, reduce, eradication of statelessness. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports there are more than 3 million stateless people around the world, with about 75% of them belonging to minority groups. Carol Batchelor is the UNHCR's International Protection Division Director.
If you live in this world without a nationality, you are without an identity, you're without documentation, you're without the rights and entitlements that come, that we take for granted, even just being able to gather here today, having a job, having education, knowing that your child belongs somewhere.
Thousands of stateless people have been granted citizenship in places such as Thailand, Central Asia, Russia, Kenya, and West Africa. But the job is far from over. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.